experiencing, isn't there a factor of recognition?
Possibly.
Otherwise it's not an experience. I meet you. Is that an experience?
Objective experience.
It can be an experience, can't it? I meet you for the first time. Right, sir, then what takes place in that first meeting of two people? What takes place?
An impression.
Impression of like or dislike, say by saying he's a very intelligent man, or he's a stupid man, or he should be this or that. It's all based on my background of judgment, on my judgment, on my values, on my prejudice, like and dislike, on my bias, on my the conditioning, on the background. Right? That background meets you and judges you. The judgment, the evaluation, what we call experience.
But isn't there, Krishnaji, another?
Wait, sir, let me finish this. Wait a minute. Experience is, after all, the response to a challenge. Isn't it? The reaction to a challenge. I meet you and I react. If I didn't react at all, with any sense of like, dislike, prejudice, what would take place? What would happen in this relationship in which the one, you perhaps, have no prejudice, no reaction, you have fear, you are living in a quite a different state and you meet me. Then what takes place?
Peace.
I must recognize that peace in you. That quality in you. Otherwise, you always, I pass you by. So, when we say experience the highest, can the mind, which is conditioned, which is prejudiced, which is frightened, experience the highest?
Obviously not.
Obviously not. And the fear, the prejudice, the excitement, the stupidity is the entity that says, I am going to experience the highest. When that stupidity, fear, anxiety, conditioning ceases, is there experiencing of the highest at all?
That. Experiencing of that.
No, I haven't made myself clear. If the entity, which is the fear, the anxiety, the guilt and all the rest of that, that entity has dissolved itself from fear and so on, what is there to experience?
Now, that beautiful question was actually put in just so many words by another sage, talking about Yajnavalkya. He asked the very same question, Vijñātāramare kena vijāniyāt? You are the knower. How can you know the knower? You are the experiencer. But there is only one question that, or one suggestion that Vedanta gives, and that is, we are so far talking about an objective experience or parokshanubhuti. Isn't there another experience? Not my meeting X, Y, Z,